and we're starting this shiur from paragraph Hey. In this chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal discussed a few concepts so far. The main theme is drawing Hashgacha Shlema upon ourselves, to be able to draw Kavyochel, the fullness of Hashem's supervision upon ourselves. And Rabbeinu Zal in this chapter in Likutei Moran compares that to the concept of a tzaddik bringing Torah into the world, because the Torah corresponds to the look of Hashem. Just like the eyes, the power of vision, the Zohar HaKadosh says, is represented by four. Tlas Gavnin De'ena Ubas Ayin, the pupil of the eye, and the three colored rings around it. That's the concept of sight. So too, the Torah is also divided into four sections, four branches. The Tamim, the musical notes, the Nekudos, the vowels, the Tagin, the crowns on top of the letters, and the Oisios, the letters. And Rabbeinu Zal discussed the concept of a tzaddik bringing able to bring new Chidushei Torah into the world. And Rabbeinu Zal said that in order for a tzaddik to do this, it requires two functions. The tzaddik has to first be able to gather together nefoshos, gather together a group of nefoshos of Bnei Yisrael, and elevate them. And once he's able to do that, to bring about a he'olah of these nefoshos of Bnei Yisrael, once he goes up with these nefoshos, he's also able to come down and bring a package down with him. That package is a new hisgalus of Torah, a new revelation of Torah. And Rabbeinu Zal explained that this is one of the functions of tzaddikim. The pasuk says in Mishlei, v'loikeach nefoshos chacham, that a chacham takes nefoshos, v'yoyred oiz miftecho, and he brings down strength. Oiz is one of the nicknames of the Torah, from its source. And Rabbeinu Zal spoke about this gathering together of the nefoshos of Bnei Yisrael. Rabbeinu Zal said that nefesh means a soul. Nefesh also means rotzoin, desire. That when people come to a tzaddik, when people come to a Talmud Chacham, each one of them comes with his own ritzoinos, with his own desires, his own goodwill towards Hashem. And the tzaddik is the one who's able to gather together these nefoshos, meaning to gather together all of these ritzoinos, toivos of the people, and that's what he uses to ascend with, and that's what helps him to bring down Torah. This is some of the items that we discussed so far. Then Rabbeinu Zal also discussed the power of sight, bichlal, when a person sees something, that it's done through a beam of light going out from the eye, striking against the object and bouncing back. And he discussed the concept of hashkocha shlema. When the item is close enough, this beam goes out, it strikes the item and bounces back. When the item is too far away, what happens is this beam of light becomes dispersed while it's traveling the distance to go to that item, and it's not able to bounce back into the eye and be seen. And Rabbeinu Zal quoted Psukim to show that this is the difference between Bnei Yisrael versus Lahavdil the Goyim. That by the Yidden, there is this Hashgacha Shleima, Kavyochel Hashem looks at us, and we're able to be reflected back in the eyes of Hashem. Whereas when it comes to the Goyim, there's a concept of a Chatzi Horois. There isn't this Hashgacha Shleima. Hashem isn't looking at them as closely to benefit them as he is at Bnei Yisrael. Now we'll start from paragraph Hey. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Vezehu bechinas tikuno de merkafta ilo umerkafta tato." These concepts that we spoke about, this two-step procedure that the tzaddik follows of rising up with the nefoshos and bringing Torah down, this represents a tikkun for the upper throne of Hashem and the lower throne of Hashem. The Me'an Achal explains that the Merkafta Ilo corresponds to the Torah, the bringing down of the Torah. The Merkafta Tato represents this He'olas HaNefoshos. We'll see soon how this is done. Rabbeinu Zal explains, Shal Yidei HaChocham Shalokeach HaNefoshos, through the Chocham, who takes these Nefoshos, Va'oyle Imohem V'yoyredoiz Mibtecho, he rises up with these Nefoshos and he brings down Torah, Nistaknu Shnei HaMerkovois. This Chocham is able to effect a Tikkun for the two thrones of Hashem.
Rabbein Azal explains now, Ki yesh arba chayos bebechinas nefesh, v'kisei v'yoshev ala kisei. Regarding the nefesh, regarding the soul of a Jew, there is a concept, just as when we talk about the throne of Hashem, the Navi discusses arba chayos hamerkova, four images that appear on the throne of Hashem, so too regarding the soul of a Jew, which originates from the Kisei HaKavod, from the throne of Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal is going to show us that there are psukim in the Torah here also to show these arba chayos by the nefesh. Rabbeinu Zal explains now, the four chayos hamerkova are the aryeh, the lion, the shoyer, the ox, the nesher, the eagle, and Odom, a face of a human being. These four represent leaders of their class. The aryeh is the leader of the chayos, the wild animals. The shoyer is the leader of the domesticated animals. The nesher, eagle, is the leader of all the birds. And the Odom, man, is the leader of all of creation. Aryeh shebebchinas nefesh. Where do we see the Torah discussing a concept of an aryeh related to the nefesh of a Jew? Ze bechinas orisi moiri ubsami. There's a pasuk that says, I gather together my moir with my other perfumes. Moir is a certain type of psamim. Moiri ze bechinas moras nefesh. The word moir means a certain type of spice. And moir also is the word mar, bitter, bitterness of the soul. The Pasuk uses the word moras nefesh by Chana, that when she was davening, she was pouring out the bitterness that she felt over the fact that she didn't have children. Bechinas v'nafsho morolo, as the Pasuk says, her soul was bitter to her. Ze bechinas pegam hanefesh, pegam horotzoin. This represents a pegam, a defect in a person's nefesh, which means a defective rotzoin, a person wanting something that they're not really supposed to want. Kisheroitze dovor taivo, when a person wants something that they feel an urge, a wrong type of urge for, ze horotzoin hu pegam umoro lenefesh. That desire is a defect and a bitterness to the nefesh. And when such a person comes to the chief rabbi of the generation, the Chacham Ador, and he brings with him all of his problems, these wrong desires that he has. The Chacham of the generation takes these ritzoinois, and he selects them one by one in order to elevate them, in order to be misaking them. This Chacham Ador also takes the nefoshos that have fallen, meaning these wrong types of ritzoinois, all the bad urges, the evil urges that a person has, the Chacham takes those and he's misaking them also. V'zehu bechinas aryeh. This is the concept of aryeh, a lion related to the nefesh, loshoin leket. The word aryeh means a lion. The Hebrew word orisi also means to gather together. Orisi moirim somi. Shemalaket moras hanefesh. The Chacham Ador gathers together this bitterness of the nefesh, hainu pigam hanefesh, which means all the defective desires that people have, im b'somi. He gathers that together with the b'somim, with the good, sweet-smelling perfumes, im horotzoin hatoiv, shemal areach toiv, together with the good desires that people have. In other words, we mention many times, for example, on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the most important day of the year in many ways. And on Yom Kippur, we begin the tefillah with the words, b'yeshiva shalmalo, b'yeshiva shalmato, onu matirin lehispalel im havaryonim. That before we're going to start the tefillah on the most important day of the year, the only day in the Jewish calendar where we daven five tefillahs represents the real shleimus ha-tefillah, where we have musaf, ne'ilah, and mincha, all three, together with the shachris and ma'ariv that are usual standard. On that day, we mention, before we start this tefillah, we start off by saying, Onu matirin lespalel im havaryonim, that not only are we going to include in our tefillah the good Jews or the mediocre Jews, But we're making a point of stressing that we also want to include the avaryonim, those that have committed sins, those that are bad, those that are rishoim. We want to include them in our tefillah. The Shulchan Aruch says that the reason is because just like in the Ketores, which was the most important type of korban in the Beis Hamikdash, the Ketores wasn't acceptable to Hashem unless it had in it chelbana. Chelbana was a very foul-smelling type of item. So too the tefillos of Bnei Yisrael, or the Gemara says beferish, the fasting of Bnei Yisrael is not accepted by Hashem unless it has included within it the fasting and the tefillos of the Rishoyim. So we see here that the concept of being mala, these tefillos, bishlemus, the concept of a tzaddik being mala, the nefoshos of Bnei Yisrael bishlemus, is not really complete unless he's able to do with the Rishoyim also. Unless he's able to deal with the wrong types of ritzonos also, to effect a tikkun for those also. This is what Rabbi Nezal says, is the Arye Shebebchinas Nefesh, that one of the procedures related to the Nefesh is a certain selection that has to be done, where the Tzaddik has to be able to sort out the Nefoshes Toivois from the Nefoshes Rois, and be able to know how to deal with them, how to be mala them in the proper proportions. Let's say there's a concept of Bitul Beshishim, or Botul Baroiv, or Botul Bielef, to be able to know how to mix these things together properly, where it all goes up L'Rotzayin to Hashem, as a Nachas Ruach. That's one item related to the nefesh, the Aryeh Shebenefesh. Ubechinas Shor Shebenefesh. Where do we see a concept of Shor, the ox, related to the nefesh? Zeh ho'oyer ha'metzuchzoch shenitoysav benefesh machmas ha'kibutz sheneskabetz pizuria nefesh. This Shor of the nefesh represents a certain bright light that gets added to the nefesh as a result of the nefesh being gathered together, all of its parts. In other words, a concept of being able to gather in within a nefesh to concentrate it, to centralize it, in order for it to really shine brightly. V'oz meir ha'nefesh b'yoser. And this causes the nefesh to shine extra brightly. Because when the desire isn't shining, azai hanefesh bebechinas venefesh re'evo, then the person's soul is lacking. There's a pasuk that says venefesh re'evo, a soul that's starving. Starving represents a chesaron, feeling a lack of food. So too, this doesn't mean physically. The nefesh has nothing to do with physical food. This means when the nefesh, the light of the nefesh, isn't shining as brightly as it should be. Ki ikar harov machmas heder ha'oyer. Because the main concept of starvation is due to an absence of light. Heder ha'oyer means either an absence of light or a reversal of light. We once mentioned that the word ro'ov itself is made up, when we talk about the achirayim of Hashem's name, the back, the front always represents a shining face. When a person is looking at you, the kohanim want to give a bracha to Bnei Yisrael, they have to be facing them, ponim b'ponim. The concept of facing someone is a concept of giving forth light. The concept of turning your back on somebody is a concept of showing them your dark side, that concept of a darker side. Here also, the word ro'ov, the Sifrei Kabbalah say the Reish is the Achirayim of Elikim, the Ayin Beis is the Achirayim of Yudkei Vavkei. That when we take a look at Hashem's name Elikim and we keep going backwards, we do Aleph, then go back to the Aleph again, Aleph Lamed, then go back to the Aleph again, Aleph Lamed Hey, back to the Aleph again, Aleph Lamed Hey Yud, and Aleph Lamed Hey Yud Mem. That total is Bigimatria 200. And so too with Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud, then instead of going forward to the Hey, we go back to Yud and add the Hey to it. We do Yud, then Yud Hey, then go back again to the beginning, Yud Hey, then Vav, and then go back to the beginning again before continuing. Yud Kei Vav Kei, that total is Bigimatria 72. That represents a reversal of light. It's called Achirayim in Kabbalah. This concept of the back, which is this Heder Ho'er, an absence of light, that's called Ro'ov, that's called hunger. As the Gemara says, Niuma vayancho vayarivecho vayachilcho esamon. There's a pasuk that says that Hashem tortured the Yidden, vayarivecho, and He starved them, vayachilcho esamon. He gave them mon to eat. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? He starved them and He gave them mon to eat? The Gemara says, Mikan shehasumo enoi soveya. From here we learn out that a person that's blind never feels satisfied from their food. Ki ikar hasoiva machmas ha'oirsh, because the main power of feeling satisfied from what you eat comes from the light. Sheyira be'enov, the person must see what they're eating. Person doesn't see what they're eating, they don't become full. So therefore the pasuk says that Hashem starved them and He gave them mon to eat, because in the mon, even though it was able to taste like anything you wanted it to taste like, still as far as what it looked like, it did not look, you wanted it to taste like a piece of steak, it tasted like that. But when you looked at it, you didn't see steak, you saw mon, you saw that those seeds that it looked like. So therefore the Gemara says, from here we learn out that the Iker, the Pasuk calls that starvation, even though they were eating, and they were eating what tasted like what they wanted it to. So we see that the Iker Sviya comes from oyer, from light. Validei she'enoi roya, and when the person doesn't see, enoi nesmalei nafshoi, his nefesh doesn't become satisfied, it doesn't become full. Hainu ritzoinoi, this means his desire is not satisfied. Ki toiv mare einayim mehaloich nefesh, because the pasuk says in Koheles that when it comes to money, a person would rather have the money in front of his eyes to be able to look at it, to be able to see it, rather than mehaloich nefesh, rather than even spending it on things that he needs to live on, food and those items. A person has a certain pleasure in being able to see it with his eyes. Toiv mare einayim mehaloich nefesh. So we see again that the main satisfaction comes from seeing, from looking. And when a person's nefesh shines brightly through this strong light that's added to it, azay v'nefesh re'evo milei toiv, then what happens is this nefesh that started out originally starving becomes filled with good. Toiv is oyer. Vayar lekim es ha'oyer ki toiv. Bebechina, as the pasuk says, v'hizbia betzachsecho is nafshecho. You'll become full with the light, with the bright light of your nefesh. V'ze bechinas shoyer. That's the concept of an ox, loshen histaklus. Because the word shoyer in Hebrew means an ox. The word loshur also means to look at. To look at something carefully. So we see that there is also a concept of shor shebenefesh, that when it comes to the soul, there is a certain ikar of being able to see. A concept where the nefesh is weak from a lack of light, and when there's a toisefes oyer, when the tzaddik is able to take a person's nefesh and put it together solidly, then it gives off this bright light, which represents a sviya, a certain feeling of being satiated for the nefesh. That the nefesh isn't starving anymore, it feels full. What fills the nefesh? Light. This light is represented by the shoyer. Shoyer represents loshur, to look at. Tavoi toshuri meiroi shamona, the pasuk says. You'll come to look at me through a heightening of emuna. V'nesher shebebechinas nefesh. Where do we see the Torah discussing a concept of the eagle related to the nefesh? Ze hachidush sheneschadesh hanefesh ba'aliyosa. This represents the refreshing feeling, the rejuvenation that the nefesh experiences when it's elevated, when the Chacham elevates the nefesh. Bebechinas ibur, a concept of rebirth. The tzaddik, when he takes the nefoshos of those that are close to him and he elevates them, those nefoshos are like being reborn. They get a new charge when they go up. Veze bechinas nesher, that's the concept of the eagle. Tischadesh kanesher nu reichi. The pasuk says in Tehillim that a Jew is supposed to rejuvenate himself and refresh himself like the eagle. Rashi HaKodesh brings there's a medrash that says that there is a certain type of eagle which every 10 years it sheds its wings and it's born anew. It starts like a whole new life. So we see that this concept of hischatshus is compared to the eagle, And it's also a concept that's associated with a nefesh, that when a nefesh has an aliyah, the nefesh is nischadesh. The Odom Shebe Nefesh, where do we see the Torah making a connection between Odom and Nefesh? Ze Bechinas Vayihi Ho'odom LeNefesh Chayo. There's a pasuk that says that when Hashem created Odom Arishon, he became a living organism. Vayihi Ho'odom LeNefesh. So we see Odom and Nefesh associated. Ki Ho'odom Bechinas Miskini Vasiri. Because man comes in two types. Miskini means poor, va'atiri means rich, oshir. Kamo Yishekosov, as the Zohar HaKadosh says in the Hagdomo, Na'ase Odom b'tzalmenu kidmuseinu, there's a pasuk that says, Hashem said, let us make man b'tzalmenu, in our image, kidmuseinu, like us. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, what's taich b'tzalmenu kidmuseinu? So the Zohar HaKadosh brings a raya, there's a pasuk, ves hanefesh asheros, in Rus, where it talks about somebody being charitable to somebody else, I believe it says either Ves Hachesed Asherosisi Imoi Tasi Modi. It uses the word Asiya regarding charity, regarding tzedakah. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that here also, when the pasuk says Naase Odom Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu, this Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu refers to two types of people. That whenever there's an act of charity performed, there's an oshir and an oni. There's somebody on the giving end, somebody on the receiving end. So too, when Hashem said Naase Odom, let us make man, automatically he was talking about two, husband and wife. Mashpia and Makabel, someone on the giving end, someone on the receiving end, the Oshir and the Oni. Naase Odom Betzalmenu Atiri. The Zohar HaKadosh says Betzalmenu refers to the rich. Kidmusenu Miskini. In our image, that refers to the poor. So we see that by the Nefesh, there is this term Odom. Odom is applied to the Nefesh also. Vayhi Odom LeNefesh Chaya. Ukishenislaktu HaNefoshois. And when the Chochom gathers together these Nefoshois, Azayhim BeBechinas Odom. These Nefoshois take on the form of Odom, meaning Nefoshois Gedolois Uktanois. They're not all the same. There's a mix. There are greater ones and lesser ones. BeChinas Miskini VaAsiri. This concept of Aniim and Ashirim, which means Mashpia Mekabel. Rebbe, Talmud, parent, child, husband, wife. In any kind of relationship, there's always somebody that's on the giving end, someone that's on the receiving end. So these are the four chayos shebenefesh. Now, this Rabbein Azal spoke about the function of the chacham to elevate the nefoshos and to bring down Torah. He's going to show us what the nefesh, how the Torah discusses the nefesh. Then he's going to show us how the Torah discusses the Torah. And you're going to see how both match up perfectly. How it's possible by the chacham elevating the nefoshos, automatically there is a perfect connection between the nefoshos and the Torah, as we'll see soon. Ve'oifanim. So now we discuss so far the four chayos of the Merkava, how they relate to the nefesh. We know there's another item associated with the Merkava of Hashem called oifanim, a certain type of angels that are associated with Hashem's throne. Hein hagufin. The term oifanim refers to the bodies of those people that come to the tzaddik, that come to the Chochom Ador. Ki ikar pu'uloisein shelagufin einoi elo min hachayos shebenefesh. Because the main movement, or anything that we see the body doing, is actually a reflection of the chiyus of the nefesh. It's the fact that the soul of the person is alive inside of him, that's what brings about any movement of the guf that we see. Shahanefesh mare pu'uloiseo al yedei evrei aguf. The nefesh shows its actions through the organs of the body. Ve'ein leguf shum tnua atzmius. The body has no movement of its own without the nefesh. Ve'hakoil al yedei koichos hanefesh. It all comes about through the koichos hanefesh. So just like the Merkava of Hashem had these oifanim that carried it, and that were a reflection of the activity of the Merkava, so too the body which serves as a case for the neshama, the body also reflects the activity of the neshama, how vibrant, how alive the neshama is. Let's say, for example, when a person is davening Shmoneh Esrei, the Zohar HaKadosh says the concept of a Jew shaking his body in Shmoneh Esrei is because Ne'er Elokim Nishma Sodom, the neshama is compared to a candle that's burning inside, just as a candle, when the fire burns, usually you see that fire moving back and forth, and that represents a concept of the fire being alive. It's usually not perfectly still. So too, we see a reflection of the neshama of a person burning inside of them by this movement, this motion, this back and forth motion in the tefillah. That represents a certain living force inside of the person. That's the body showing a reflection of the chiyus of the neshama inside. V'kisei shebebechinas nefesh. We also see a concept of the throne itself, kaviyochel, the chair that Hashem sits on, kaviyochel. We see that also associated with the nefesh. Hu nefesh hachochom sheniskase. That represents the nefesh of the chochom, who's doing this. The chochom, who's gathering together many nefoshes of Bnei Yisrael and elevating them, his nefesh corresponds to the throne of Hashem itself. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Yekoro hi mipninim. There's a pasuk in Mishle that says that the Torah is more precious than diamonds. And the Gemara darshins, pninim is merames to the Kohen Godoil. Pninim is like a nickname for the Kohen Godoil because he was the one who was zecha on Yom Kippur to go lifnai v'lifnim, to go to the innermost section of the Beis HaMikdash. So pninim refers to the Kohen Godoil. Yikoro hi mipninim, a Talmud Chacham, is considered more precious, greater than the Kohen Godoil. So Rabbeinu Zal says here, "Kemoi shadosh razal soita daftal ramid beis mi koyin godol shenichnas lefnai v'lefnim kimach mas shenefesh hachochem hu yokor." Because of the fact that the nefesh of the chochem is so special, hu niskase lefnai v'lefnim, it's covered up and it's hidden in the innermost chamber. V'chol ha-nefoshois nasin levushin etzlo. And all the nefoshois that attach themselves to this chacham, all of his talmidim, or all of those that attach themselves to him, for him to elevate them, they become his levushin. It's as if they form a cover surrounding him, and he's inside this covering. The word kisei means chair. The word kisei also means covered up. So the term kisei is merames to the nefesh of the chacham, which is covered up by these nefoshes that surround him, that serve as a levush for him. V'ho'odom ha'yoshiv ala kisei. And when the Novi discusses a concept of the image of a person sitting on the throne of Hashem, this is all discussed in the Mari Yecheskel, where it discusses all the different components of the throne of Hashem. So there it mentions an odom ha'yoshiv ala kisei hu daitoy shel achochom. That represents the mind, the sechel of the chochom. Kigam beloidas nefesh loitoiv. Because there's a pasuk that says that without sechel, the nefesh is no good. So we see that the Odom represents das, sechel. The fact that we give man, the fact that we have, let's say, the four levels of creation, doimem tzameach chai medaber, what makes human beings apart in a separate category from other animals, the seichel, the fact that they represent a higher level intellect. That's the Iker Odom. Rabbi Nezal says here now that when the Torah discusses the Odom Hayoshev ala Kisei, that represents, the Kisei represents the Nefesh of the Chacham. The Odom Hayoshev ala Kisei represents the seichel of this Chacham. We mentioned, Rabbi Nezal brings in a later chapter in Likut Imran, that the word Odom is merames for sechel, because we know that within Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's the first two letters, the Yud and Kei, that represent wisdom. Chochma and Bina are represented by Yud and Kei. Chochma and Bina come in the form of three parts to the brain. In Kiddusha, it's called Chochma Bina Das. In biology, it's called the cerebrum, the cerebellum, and the medulla. We know there is this concept of Gimel Moichen, three parts to the brain, three sections of Sechel. The Arizal says that Gimel Po'omim Yud Kei, three times Yud Kei, is Bigimatria Odom, because the word Odom represents Sechel. So here Rabbein Ezal says that when the Torah discusses the Odom HaYoshev Alakisei, that's referring specifically to the Sechel of the Chacham who's Malakeit these Nefoshos. So that here, if you take a look at what's written in the Navi describing the throne of Hashem, it's described as a chair with an Odom sitting on it, and it's surrounded by a lion, an ox, an eagle, and the image of a person. And it's carried by Oifanim, it's carried by a certain unit of angels that are called Oifanim. Here Rabbein Ezal showed how all five or six of those items correspond to the Nefesh. They either correspond to the Nefoshos, which the Chochem gathers together in his Mala, or also they correspond to the Nefesh of the Chochem himself with his own Secha. Three times Yud Kei. That we said that within Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud Kei Vav Kei represents all the 10 Midos of Hashem. Yud represents Chachma, Kei represents Bina, Vav represents the six Sphirois that follow, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and the last Hey of Hashem's name represents Malchus. So we see that Yud Kei represents the Moichen, the Sechel. The Arizal says that there are Gimel Moichen, three times Yud Kei is Odom, because that's, when we talk about a person, we're not talking about flesh and blood. When we use the title Odom, we're referring to the intellect, to the Sechel. The Pasuk says, Atem Kruyim Odom, the Jews are called Odom, and Lahavdol the Goyim are not. Why? Because we're assuming that a Jew has a higher level intellect.
What is that, this concept
The Merkav of Hashem represents the Kovoid of Hashem, this term Kisei HaKovoid. We say that in general, part of the infinite modesty of Hashem is the fact that Kavyochel Hashem puts himself in our hands. He allows us, to a degree, to determine Kavyochel, his glory, how much his Kovoid is heightened, or Chas V'Shalom, the opposite, how much he is insulted. The concept of Chilul Hashem, where we disgrace Hashem, where we bring down the Kovod of Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, the Shechinta Begalusa, that concept of the Shechina going into exile, which represents disgrace for a king to be thrown, a king or a queen, to be thrown out of their palace and be exiled, that's the greatest degree of E-Kovoid, you know, the opposite of Kovoid, versus the concept of Vohoyo Hashem Lemelech al Koloretz, the concept of Kaviyochel Hashem's Kovoid being Nis'ale, Nis'yakir. And the whole concept of our doing mitzvois and averois is always a concept of either raising the Kovoid of Hashem. The Gemara says, Kol ma shebora kodesh baruch hu boilomoy loy bora ela lechvoidoy, that the purpose of the Bria was for the Kovoid of Hashem. We are in a position to either increase or decrease it. This concept of Tnu Ois Lelokim Al Yisroel Ga'avosoi, that we, Kaviyochel, we give strength to Hashem. What do you mean? Hashem has to come on to us? Yes, Kaviyochel, Hashem wants that Al Yisroel Ga'avosoi, through Bnei Yisroel, he will be Nizgoy, his Kovoid is Nisala. So here's one of the examples of it, Kaviyochel, of the Merkov of Hashem being elevated through this procedure.
And Rabbi Ezal saying this happens when person goes to hear a shiur from
Chacham Hador. That this is part of his uvda. It's brought that Rabbein Ezal, before he would give a shiur, he would be mekasher himself, he would attach himself to all the neshamos of all those that are present. Just like we say in tefillah, a person's supposed to say, Hareinu mekabel alai mitzvos eser shel v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha, before he davens, again, for a similar reason. That with his tefillah, before he starts davening, he's being mekasher himself with all the neshamos of Bnei Yisrael, and with his tefillah, he's hoping to climb. Rabbi Zal explained from the Arizal that when a person davens shachris, for example, as he goes through the different phases in shachris, he's going up in the olamos, olam ha'asiya, then goes in Psukei Dezimra, goes up to Yetzira, so on and so forth. If he's plugged in to all the other nefoshos of Bnei Yisrael, as he goes up, he's raising all of them with them. That's in Tefillah. And in Torah also, we find by Rabbeinu Zal, there are many instances, examples that are brought, where when he gave a shir, all those that were present felt clearly that they were being included in the words of the shir. Because he, this, you know, this v'lokeach nefoshos, that he was mekasher himself so well with the nefoshos, and elevated the nefoshos and brought down Torah. As a result of doing it in this manner, the Torah that he brought down was custom tailored to fit the nefoshos that were involved in bringing it down.
When we started in the last paragraph, about this topic, he said use the term tzaddik, hatzaddik lekeach kol rabbeinu, and now he says he switched to the chacham. Is it interchangeable?
As far as I know, in several chapters in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal uses those words interchangeably. Not always. In many chapters in the Likutei Moran, he does use those two words. He does switch off between those two words. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, so now we showed the Arba Chayos and the Oifanim and the Kisei and the Yoshevala Kisei related to the Nefoshos. Now let's show how all of those items also appear related to the Torah. How in the Torah is also found all of these examples of the Merkava. And by showing that, we're going to show that through this procedure of a Chochom Ador, gathering up these nefoshos, elevating them and bringing down Torah, he's effecting a tikkun for two merkavas. One merkava that's symbolized by the nefoshos, all the nefoshos involved in this procedure, they represent a total merkava made up of the Aryeh Shoneshir Odom and the Kisei and the Yoshevala Kisei, and so too the Torah that he brings down also represents a total merkava, as we're about to see. V'yesh arba chayos b'Torah. In the Torah also, there is this symbolism of these arba chayos. Aryeh sheb'Torah, there's a lion of the Torah, ki ha'Torah nikra oiz. One of the nicknames of the Torah is oiz. Hashem oiz lamo yitain, the Gemara says that refers to the Torah. Uma oiz me'ari. There's a pasuk in Shoftim that says, what is more powerful than a lion? So we see the term oiz is used about a lion. The term oiz is used about the Torah. So we see that the Torah has a concept of a lion in it. V'shor shebetorah, the concept of an ox in the Torah, zebechinas bi sorim yoshuru. The pasuk says in Mishle, through me, through the Torah, officers will rule. They'll have authority. Yoshuru, miloshen shoyer. Again, this bechina of shoyer shebetorah. That in the Torah is found this concept, the Hebrew word for shor, which means ox, also means srora, authority, malchus. So we see a concept of shoyer in the Torah. V'nesher shebetorah, zebechinas chidushin do'eraisa. The eagle related to the Torah, we said that the eagle is the symbol of rejuvenation, of freshness, new. That's the concept of chidushe Torah, that one of the major concepts of Torah is bringing forth new ideas, bringing forth new revelations in Torah. B'bechinas tischadesh kanesher. We see that this concept of new is compared to the eagle, this eagle that renews itself every 10 years. The Odom Shebatorah, and a concept of an Odom related to the Torah, Zebechinas Zois HaTorah Odom Kiyomus Boihel. We see there's a pasuk that connects these two, Zois HaTorah Odom. The Meforshim bring that just like Odom is made up of 613 parts, 248 organs and 365 tendons. These are to match the Torah. The Torah correspondingly has 248 mitzvos asei, 365 lois asei. Zois ha-Torah Odom. The Torah is styled, is formatted to match the Odom. So that as a person is mashlim, all the mitzvos of the Torah, he affects a tikkun to each one of his organs. The Gemara says that when it comes to saying Kriya Shema, the Shema has in it 248 words. If a person says the Shema the right way, it affects a tikkun for all the organs of the body. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, but if you count the words, you'll see that there's only 245. The Zohar HaKadosh says, that's why a person must daven with a minyan. Because when the Chazan repeats the words, Hashem Alekechem Emes, That extra three words completes this number of 248. We see a concept of a mitzvah, or even the parts of a mitzvah, being suited to match the Odom, to match the Evorim of the Odom, to match the different parts of the Odom. So we see a bechin of an Odom b'Torah. V'yeshbo kalois v'chamurois. And the Torah is made up of two types. The Gemara says, "Hevizor bekalos kivachamurois," that a person should give the same respect to the lighter mitzvos as he does to the stricter mitzvos. Just as by the nefoshos we saw there was a concept of miskani v'asiri, so too by the Torah we see a concept of two sections, kalos and chamurois. Shehim b'chinas miskani v'asiri. V'kisei shebebechinas Torah, where do we see a concept of a throne related to the Torah? We said that the word kisei means a throne, a chair. The word kisei also means to cover up. Heim dvorim shekiso atik yoimen. The Gemara uses a certain expression for secrets of Torah. Secrets of Torah are called dvorim shekiso atik yoimen, things which kaviyochol Hashem has hidden. So we see that in the Torah, there's a section that corresponds to this kisei, the secrets of Torah. Veheim mechasen atzmon besipurei haTorah. These secrets are hidden, especially within the stories of the Torah. That's what we're starting to read now. Bereishis, Chumash Bereishis, especially, which has in it the stories of Adam and Chava, the Avos HaKadoshim. That's where the main center, the main concentration of these Sodos haTorah is to be found. Whereby these stories are actually only a lavush, a covering, a kisui for the secrets that are hidden inside of him. V'yoyshev ala kisei, where do we see a concept of the one that's sitting on the throne within the Torah, who atik yoimen? Kaviyochol, that refers to Hashem himself. Bebechinas v'atik yoimen Yosef. The posuk says, kaviyochol, Hashem sits. Atik Yoimen is one of the nicknames of Hashem. We said that there are certain sections of the Torah which dvorim shekiso atik yoimen, which kaviyochel Hashem has them covered up, those sections. So the sections of Torah themselves represent the kisei. The covering over them is Hashem himself, kaviyochel. V'oifanim shabatoyroh. And where do we see this concept of oifanim found within, associated with the Torah? Hein hein gufei halochois. That's the other section of the Torah. That's the meat and potatoes of the Torah, which is the halocha. The Gemara, the halachic portion of the Gemara, of the Torah. That's called gufei. The wording that the Gemara uses about it is gufei halochois. Just as the nefesh, the soul, has a guf, which contains it, so too the Torah has a guf, which contains the neshama of the Torah. The neshama of the Torah represents the secrets of Torah, the sisrei oraisa, the pnimius haTorah, it's called. That's the secrets, which are covered up by the guf. The guf here represents the halachas, pashtei oraisa. That was the basic Gemara and halacha, within which is covered up and hidden these secrets of Torah. So far here, Rabbi Nizal has shown two diagrams like of a Merkava. Rabbi Nizal showed how related to the Nefoshos, the Torah uses all the terminology that's used in describing the Merkava of Hashem is used also related to the Nefesh, and all that terminology is used also related to describing, to referring to the Torah. Rabbi Nizal says you should know that when a tzaddik affects this whole process of gathering together nefoshos for the purpose of elevating them to bring down new Torah, he's bringing about a tikkun to two merkavos of Hashem. One merkava that's nistakin through the nefoshos, the other merkava that's nistakin through the Torah.
What is, I have the same question, what are the two merkavos? What is the concept of two merkavos?
The process of a tzaddik being able to be malakeit nefoshos, and everything related to that, plus elevating those nefoshos, that's one merkava. And the process of the tzaddik, after he elevated those nefoshos, using them as a means of bringing down a whole new shefa of Torah, that represents the second merkava. That's why Rabbi Nizal showed how the nefesh is tied into the Merkava, to a complete Merkava, and so too the Torah is tied into a complete Merkava.
Well, you know, like you say, why is the sky blue? Because it reflects the throne of Hashem coming up.
Right.
It's like, you know, is there one Merkava? Like,
no. In this chapter, Rabbeinu Zal is discussing two Merkavas, Kaviyachim. No, as we usually refer in simple terms to the Merkava of Hashem, the throne of Hashem. Here, Rabbeinu Zal is discussing a concept he spoke earlier, V'hachayois rotzoi v'shoiv, that there's this concept of going up and down, the sulam that Yaakov Avinu saw, V'hine malachi elikim oilim v'yoratim boy. And it seems here, Rabbeinu Zal says that the Zohar HaKadosh, the Sifrei Kabbalah, use this terminology, Merkavta ilo, Merkavta tato, that we look at this as two Merkavas. Each one represents a whole Merkava b'shleimus. In other words, we don't say that by doing this two-step procedure, it's mashlim the Merkava. We say it's mashlim two Merkavas, literally. We'll just start the next piece. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to quote a story in the Gemara, in Tainus, and Rabbeinu Zal is going to show how that story contains in it, that story which seems to be talking about something else, is also describing this process that we just spoke about. This is what the Gemara brings in Masechta Tainus, a story about one of the rabbis of the Gemara, Rabbi Yoina. The Gemara says there, Kad hava itzrich al malamitra, when people were in need of rain, Omar, Rabbi Yoina would say, Ezel va'aisi bezuza ibura. I'm going to go out. In other words, he knew that the rabbis were going to come to him to ask him to daven for rain. And he didn't want people to know that he was going to be the one to actually bring it about. So he would sneak out of his house quickly before they had a chance to approach him. He would say, I have to go out to buy something for Azuz. I'm going to take some money. I want to go buy some food or something for money. And he would go out of the house. And where would he go? Vavikoi ba'asra amiki, ba'asra tsnia. He would go to a place that was very low. He would find a valley, let's say, in the city. In other words, a place which was very far down or a basement, whatever it was. Ba'asra tsnia, a hidden place. Michsi saka, he would cover himself with a sack. And then he would start davening to Hashem, and because he davened from this mimamakim, from this low place, he humbled himself to such an extent in his tefillah brought immediate results. Rabbeinu Zal explains, Kad hava itzrich al malamitra, when the world needed rain, hainu la Torah, rain is a nickname for the Torah. Kemo shekosuv yaroiv kamotor likhi. As the Pasuk says, let my words of Torah, ki lekach toiv nosati lochem, toirosi al tazoivu. The Torah is called lekach. So yaroiv kamotor likhi, let my Torah drip forth like rain. We see that the Torah is compared to rain. Omar Ezel va'aisi bezuzo ibura. Rabbi Yoina said, let me go barter money for food. Ibur zebechinas of riv. The word ibur is made up of two sections, ayin beis and resh yud vav. The letters ayin beis, 72 is bigimatria chesed, resh yud vav is bigimatria gevura. Gevura is Bigimatria 216, Reish Yud Vav. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ayin Beis Hu Shikuch. The letters Ayin Beis represent the concept of calming, soothing, cooling. Reish Yud Vav Zebechinas Chamimus. The letters Reish Yud Vav represent fire. Gevura, Eish. Bezuzo Zebechinas Taivas Momoin. Zuzo represents money. Hainu de ozil leshakech taivas momoin kanal. Rabbi Yoina went out. Rabbi Yoina understood that in order for there to be a shefa of Torah, it involves a cooling off of the taivas momoin. If you recall, when we first started this chapter on Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal began by saying that what's needed to initiate this whole process is the breaking of taivas momoin through tzedakah. Rabbeinu Zal spoke about that in the beginning. So it says that what he did, the first thing that Rabbi Yoina did was he effected a tikkun for taivas momoin. This taivas moment is called a chamimus, a burning desire inside a person. This fire is represented by gevura, and the cooling it off, calming it, is done through the meimei hachesed, a concept of kindness that softens something. V'havakoi ba'asra amiki, he would go stand in a low place. Amiki means low or deep. Al yidei sheshikech taivas mamoin, through the fact that he was able to cool off and to lessen the wrong urge for money, zocho la'asra amiki, he was zocho to a deep place. Shehu bechinas chesed, that represents kindness. Kimare hachamo amuka minatzel. The Gemara says in Shavuos, the pasuk says that the sun is deeper than the shadow. The light is deeper than the shadow. V'chesed hu oyer yoim. And we know that kindness is compared to the light of the sun, daylight. Kama shekosev, as the pasuk says, yoimam yitzava Hashem chazdoi. That by day, Hashem commands for his chesed to show, the midas ha-chesed. So we see that chesed is compared to yoim. And yoim is the sinyan of omoik, that the mare hachama is amuka minatzel, it's deeper. So this asra amiki represents chesed, that through the fact that he was able to fix up his taivas momoin, he was zeche to the midas hachesed. Vaidei hachesed zocho lebinyan abayis. And through chesed, he was zeche to building a house. Lebechinas seichel kanal, which represents the inyan of seichel. We had learned earlier again, that money, the wrong kind of desire for money represents avodah zara. There's a pasuk that says, "Bayom hahu yashlich ha'odom es elilei kaspoi velilei zahavoi." That when Mashiach comes, people are going to get rid of their idols of gold and silver. This means that the taivas mamon is going to be broken, destroyed. That represents idol worship. We said that as long as there's idol worship in the world, there's charoin af kol zman shish avodah zara boilam charoin af boilam. There's the anger of Hashem in the world. But when this avodah zara is destroyed, how? Through the coming of Moshiach, Ruach HaPenu Moshiach Hashem, that brings chesed to the world. Moshiach, it's when Moshiach comes, when these elilei kesev, elilei zov are going to be destroyed, the posuk says, v'oise chesed l'meshichoi, that Moshiach is going to bring a hashpo of chesed. So we see that chesed is the opposite to these idols of gold and silver. Rabbi Nezal says that Rabbi Yoina, through the breaking of Taivas Mamoin, he was zeichet to this chesed. Vaidea chesed zocho lebinyan abayis. Through chesed, a person zeichet to the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Nezal quoted a pasuk earlier, va'ani beroiv chazdecho, ovoi veisecho. That through an increase of chesed, we're zeichet to the bayis, referring to the Beis HaMikdash. V'zeh asra tznia, and that's what the Gemara means when it talks about a hidden place. He went to a deep place, a hidden place. Hidden represents lebechinas sech, shehu beis hamikdash, shehu asechel. That represents the beis hamikdash, which is the union of sechel, k'may shekosuv, ve'es tznuim chochma. Those that are modest, those that are very reserved, they are zeichet to true wisdom, chachma. So we see that this asra tznia represents chachma, the Beis HaMikdash. Ki mitzion teitzei sora, that's where the highest level of chachma came forth for Klal Yisrael. V'hava michzi sako, and he was covered up with a sack. Rabbi Yoina covered himself with a sack. Zebechinas lekichas hanefoshois. This represents this job of the Chochom Ador gathering together the nefoshois. Lahaloisoisam, canal, to elevate them, as we learned earlier. Veloikeach nefoshois chochom. Uklolios hanefoshois, heimuchunim b'shem sack. The totality of all of these nefoshois that the Chochom gathers up, they're given this nickname of a sack. Why? Because they draw their nourishment, they draw their chias mishakyo denachlo, from the irrigation that comes from the nachal ho'elyon, from the heavenly stream, because that's the way they draw their chias from this shakyo denachlo, they're given this nickname of sak. They draw from this Shakya. Bebechinas vehizbiya betzachsechois nafshecha. That the nefoshois receive this hashpo of light that gives them chias. Where do they receive it from? This nachal ho'elyoin. Vaydezev yosi mitra. And through that, Rabbi Yoina was able to bring about rain. Meaning, Shehim Shech Torah. He was able to bring down new Torah to the world. Bebechinas v'yoyred oiz mivtecho. To bring down this strength, this Torah, from its source. As Rabbeinu Zal showed, how in this story is presented all the concepts that we had from the beginning. Rabbeinu Zal started off this Torah talking about the Taivas Momoin, what it represents, how a person is zeichet to cool it off through the mitzvot tzedakah, how that brings about, how Taivas Momoin is compared to Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah is Charoinaf. When Moshiach comes, people are going to throw away this Avodah Zorah of money, this Elilei Kesev Elilei Zov, which means that instead of Charoinaf, you'll have Chesed. When there's Chesed, it leads to Binyan Beis HaMikdosh. And Rabbeinu Zal said that that's what's going to bring about the Hizgalos HaTorah of Lo Sid Lovoi. And then Rabbeinu Zal went into discussing Bichlal, how is there a Hizgalos HaTorah? It's through this two-step procedure, where the tzaddik takes the nefoshos, gathers them together, elevates them, and then is able to bring down Torah. Why? Because this act of gathering together nefoshos and elevating them represents a tikkun of a merkava. Once the tzaddik brings about that tikkun merkava, he's given a reward, in a sense, of a second merkava, which is the Torah that he's able to bring down to the world. Obviously, a concept of shiduchim, like when we talk about nase odom, kaviyoch Hashem said nase odom, and odom is only when there's zohar and a keva together. The pasuk says Hashem created odom and chava. Vayikro shmom odom. He called them together odom. So it's only when these two, the mashpi and the makabel, are hooked up the right way, that's when it's called odom. Obviously, part of this chacham's job is matching the pieces of the puzzle together. These nefoshes have to be put together in a certain way in order for it to bring about the desired results.